Brother Chairman, my dearly beloved brethren and sisters in our Lord Jesus Christ. When we left Revelation 19 yesterday, we were there at the end of the career of the rainbowed angel in the second hallelujah, what we might call the Amen hallelujah. It equates with the glorious vision of Revelation chapter 5, brethren and sisters, and that's where I'd like you to start with me in this session this afternoon. For here we see in Revelation chapter 5 the victorious Lamb surrounded by the glorified saints with an audience of the angels of heaven and the mortal population of the nations. It's an incredible scene, brethren and sisters, an absolutely incredible scene, but one that is a reality and should be a reality to each one of us, because we shall be there and we shall sing the new song of verse 9. A song that can only be sung by immortal people. The words are known, but the feeling, the sentiment with which they express these words are impossible in the mortal being. It can only be sung by immortals with the fullness in which we see it sung here. That's why it's a new song. And when you meet that phrase, which is drawn from the Psalms, it's always in the context of immortality. So they sing a new song, saying, "Thou art worthy to take the book." And they finish in verse 10, "Thou hast made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign upon the earth." And then he says in verse 11, "And I beheld and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne, and the living creatures, and the elders." The living creatures are the saints in their militant aspect, their administrative role as kings. The 24 elders are the saints in their priestly role. So here they are as kings and priests around the throne. And on the altar, that is, looking in upon this glorious scene of Yahweh manifested in Christ, surrounded by his glorified saints as kings and priests, there are a whole community, a vast community of the angels of heaven. And they're numbered in verse 11. The number of them was 10,000 times 10,000, and thousands of thousands. And here they are, brothers and sisters, the enthralled spectators of this scene that we see in Revelation chapter 19, when the system of Rome has been destroyed, and the great hallelujah chorus goes up, and it's concluded with the word, "Amen." It's done, it's finished. And they say with a loud voice in verse 12, "Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom," and so on. And then in verse 13, there are others there, "Every creature which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth, and such as are in the sea, and all that are in them, I heard saying, blessing and the honour and the glory and the power be unto him that sitteth upon the throne and unto the Lamb for ever and ever." And the four beasts, or the four living creatures, said, "Amen." There it is. Here's the second hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. The judgments are passed. The throne of David now extends throughout the whole earth, brethren and sisters, and everybody acknowledges it. And the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down and worshipped him that liveth forever and ever. That was the scene that Revelation 19 created in our minds as we came towards the end of our session yesterday. And we saw that at the end of that 30-year period of intense judgment between the two hallelujahs, that the work of